Who is it? Okay, so today I am joined in studio by Tracy Winchester, the Five Points Business District, and it's Friday Five Points. So, Tracy, what is going on in the neighborhood this week?
Well, sad to say, Mindy, and thank you for having me here. Mm-hmm. It's been a bittersweet day for Five Points. What happened was that we lost one of our heroes and one of our legends here in the Five Points area. It was Mr. Norman Harris Sr. Who passed away, and he was buried on November 14th. And so it was a wonderful family liturgy and funeral that they had for him, and it was incredible because he did have a wonderful life and he was a hero here on the Five Points community. In fact, we regarded him as the godfather of Five Points.
Yeah, I had seen something like that. So what were some of the things that made him special and unique to the Five Points area, like his contributions, different things?
Well, as his son said at the funeral yesterday, he was just saying he was someone that ran the race and never gave up. He always had faith in God and faith in his family and in his community. And he was always, even at the age of 99, he was still continuing out there to promote to promote African Americans, promote the fact that they need to be owners of property and businesses. And because he himself was a property owner, he owned several liquor stores. And this was something that he did after he spent 25 years in the military.
Okay.
And even then, he wasn't ready to retire. He was just ready to go into another phase to keep running that race. And so he owned a few liquor stores on Welton Street, and then he turned those profits into purchasing a building, the Wise Arm Harris, which is a 21-unit apartment complex on Welton Street even today.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a nice little spotlight on him and the things that he's been able to do. So bittersweet.
Yeah. But we definitely paid tribute to a hero.
Oh, good. Nice, good attendance and just everything else.
Oh, it was packed.
Was it? Okay.
Standing room only.
Oh, good. Okay. You're going to have it. That's the way to go.
That's right.
Great. And as far as anything coming up this weekend or just in general or coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, we're definitely supporting our small businesses on November 25th. That is Small Business Saturday.
Okay.
And so we're encouraging everyone across the state to come over to the Welton Street on the Five Points area to support our businesses. We have several there businesses that you can find boutiques. You can find little gift shops here on the Welton Corridor, and I think they would make great Christmas presents and Hanukkah gifts and Ramadan. I'm not sure if we have Ramadan this year in December, but I know that has happened. But definitely Kwanzaa, those are the type of, there are gift shops here that you can definitely find some wonderful holiday presents.
Yeah, and that is good because I always think, you know, the mom and pop shops is like I like to call them. You know, they always, you know, you've got the big chains, but there's just that more intimate feel when you can go into just some of the smaller venues and, you know, just give locally, support locally. So that is wonderful.
Right. And then while you're down here shopping, there's plenty of eateries that you can also go into. One of the most newer ones that have opened up is Tea Lee's, and that's at 22nd and Melbourne. In fact, 22nd and Welton at the Melbourne complex. And you and I had talked about that a couple of months ago. And yes, it has finally opened. And so you could definitely go down and grab a book and also some gift items as well. There is not only just tea that they serve, tea with a little bit of wine, if you like.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
They have some wonderful concoctions there. But they also, in addition to having books, they also have some other gift items that you can also purchase.
And that'll be good, especially because when you said wine, I'm like, oh, my ears perked up because I'm like, oh, I wonder if they have some Moscato. I love Moscato. It's so funny because some girlfriends and mine and I, a few years ago, we went and took a tour of Napa.
Oh, yes. Love Napa. Mm-hmm.
And I think I was kind of a disappointment to some of the merchants because they always, you know, you could pay the money and they would give you different samples. And I would only say, I only drink Moscato. And so they would just look and they're like, well, do you want to try this? And I tried, and every single time I was like, nope. It's just, yeah. So I'm a Moscato girl. So I'll have to check that out. Right. Some tea and wine.
Some tea and wine. Absolutely. And then we also, if you want to buy some wonderful Moscato, we have My Wine and Spirits right there at 27th and Welton. Mm-hmm. That's also a little mom and pop wine and spirit store that is owned by the Yarbers. And so they have definitely some different beverages for you to bring as gifts when you go to their holiday parties. You can bring different types of wine and alcohol that they have, and great champagne there as well, too.
Ooh, okay, yeah. So from those mimosas for your holiday parties,
right.
There you go. Yeah.
That's right.
I actually saw them when I was walking. I walked down to Coffee at the Point the other day, and I had a conversation with Ryan. And so I was like, oh, My Wine and Spirits. So I just, you know, little things. So there are businesses. I think with everything that's happening right now and all the redevelopment and the gentrification that's going on in the neighborhood, I think some people think they're, you know, businesses are closed or they're just out of business.
No. In fact, that Coffee at the Point, they just celebrated their 7th anniversary.
Yeah.
And so they are in the process of raising money. I think they have reached their goal of buying a new espresso machine. And that costs like $25,000.
They have
a little bit more to raise.
So they're trying to get that. Yeah.
And so and they'll be having a little holiday event on December 8th, Saturday. I believe Saturday, December 8th.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that prior to that time happening.
Well, that's great. Okay, well, good. I'm glad just to hear, you know, just things. Once again, the neighborhood is thriving and moving and growing and, you know, sadly with a loss, but still able just to go on and continue.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Great. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for dropping by. Anything else?
No, okay. We're good, Mindy. Okay. I appreciate all of the support that you're giving to the 5 Point businesses.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for dropping by for 5 Points Friday.
Thank you.
Okay.